Here now, the words.
Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure.
Right,
mostly science fiction. Starring 75 or 100 years old.
CF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with the SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow for any emergency or priority traffic. I am Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Yankee Oscar, the net control operator today. My name is Christopher, and I am in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. My SDF username is Hobbs C, H-O-B-B-S-C. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via the EchoLink node 9229, the TechLink conference. I would like to thank Reg, VK6BQQ, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. Let me break. Tonight's question of the week is suggested to us by Steven, W0TTY, and he wants to know, If you use All Starlink, what equipment do you use when you use it? Do you bridge to other nodes? And do you use RF repeaters that have All Starlink enabled? This is interesting for me because I would not be using All Starlink if it weren't for our SDF Amateur Radio Club. And at the moment, I am speaking into an All Starlink enabled repeater that is connected to my personal All Starlink node that is connected to the EchoLink conference, the TechLink conference, and node 1989 on EchoLink. So my answer to the above questions is yes, and I'm using a sort of home-assembled version of the Crompton.com ham VoIP Raspberry Pi and BeagleBone Black setup. All right, with that reminder that we are linked into at least one repeater system, maybe more. I haven't checked to see what conferences are connected to EchoLink, so give a little minute when you, or give a little pause when you key up, and remember to keep your transmissions under 2 minutes or so, just so that we can give these repeaters a little bit of a break. So I will go ahead and take several rounds of check-ins, and then I'll go down the list, and everyone will have a chance to greet and comment or ask a question. If you would like to check in, please come now with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KT5RYO.
VK3HJQ, John in Australia, VK3HJQ.
And right across the pond, this is Sulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. Username, Matt Scotsman.
Yes, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert.
KA0YCU, Robert, Southeast Kansas. Just recently registered as White Knight 32 KS. Over.
PY2BIL, Guillermo. São Paulo, Brazil.
Zulu Lima 4, November Oscar Radio Mike. Sorry, but before I had my microphone turned down. Username is Mad Scotsman.
NB0X, Matthew in Southern California. SDF username nonlinear.
Whiskey Z. Tango Tango Yankee, Steven. SDF username is SMJ.
just check in. We've had some drops here. I don't know if it's internet connection related or what, but we are definitely testing All Star Link here. I believe that last check-in that I heard was Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee. W0TTY, Stephen, did you just try to check in? This is KD5RY.
Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee. Yep, that's me. Trying again.
Good, SMJ, we've got you on the list. And a reminder to those checking in, please give a brief pause before you begin talking. We are linked up through a Rube Goldberg machine of digital voice modes here into a repeater system. So I want to make sure that we get your full transmission. All right, this is a pretty good list. Do we have any others that would like to check in for the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? If you would, please come now with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This is KD5RY.
This is KJ6CBE. My name is Lars Lettinen. I live in Los Angeles. I'm going to be driving right now, so I'm not going to really have too much time to participate, but I wanted to check in. I probably have an SDF account from a long time ago, but I have not touched it for some time.
And so we've got a short timer here. I believe it was Kilo Juliet 6. And I believe I didn't copy the end of that. Could you please come back with your call one more time, please?
Absolutely. I am KJ6CBE, Kilo Juliet 6, Charlie Bravo Echo.
Very good. We'll go ahead and pause the check-ins here, and we'll start with you. I've got you, KJ6CBE. So let us know, do you use All-Star Link? And if you do, what sort of equipment do you use? Do you bridge nodes, or do you use any repeaters that are All-Star enabled? KJ6CBE, you have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO. CBE, would you like to make a comment for the net, or have we lost you? This is KD5RYO. We'll come back to that one and give him another chance. So we've got ourselves a big list here, so glad to see some people returning to the net. With that, we'll take it up to the top two, VK3HJQ. John, let us know, do you use All-Star Link? And if you do, do you bridge nodes? What sort of equipment do you use? Are you using any repeaters that are All-Star enabled? And do you have any other comments for the net? VK3HJQ, you have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Evening there, Christopher. Morning from Australia, 11:09 a.m. The answer is no, no, and no. No SDF username, no All-Star. So one more no and I'd be out, wouldn't I? well, you get that. Temperature 22 degrees after 44 last week, so it's a breath of fresh air. Well, it's not really fresh air. There's a stack of smoke around at the moment because we've still got fires burning locally, but at least the temperature's dropped by half. Yeah, no, I don't have anything to do with the All-Star, Norm can tell you what he's doing. He's setting up one. They've got a new conference server, Aotearoa, which will be linked into ham here, and Norm and Terry are both setting up new All-Star nodes over there in ZL, but I won't spoil Norm's thunder, because he'll tell you all about it. All right, thanks for letting me in, Christopher. Fantastic, as usual. KB5RYO from John VK3HJQ in Australia.
Well, thanks for checking in, John. It's always good to hear you, and I'm glad the weather's getting better for you, and no worries on the lack of all-star youth. We bring up a wide and varied selection of topics here, and I've found that it's always enjoyable either way. All right, next on my list is VK2DY. Robert, let us know if you're using All-Start Link, and if you are, what sort of equipment do you use? And what about bridging nodes or repeaters? Tell us about your All-Star experience. VK2DY, you have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Connecting to W0TTY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney. Well, a little warmer up here, it's 26 Celsius, but still quite reasonable compared to the heat that we had for the last couple weeks. As far as All-Star goes, I am not a big user of All-Star. Sorry about the music there, I'm trying to kill it. Stop it. Okay, shut up, there we go. Sorry about that. Okay, there we go, got it. I use basically Google Voice and All-Star Link phone portal. There's no All-Star Link phone portal in Australia. They closed that years ago. So I use the phone system, the phone portal in the United States, and I use it via Google Voice. So it's basically just using it on a phone. and that's about all I do with All-Star. I check into InsomniacNet and a couple other things in the WIN system and a couple of other systems. But that's, I don't really have much to do with All-Star. VK2DY.
Thank you so much for that check-in. I hear you about the phone functionality. That's very cool. One of the things I do enjoy quite a lot about All-Star is it's just based on Asterisk, and this concept of a reverse auto patch is pretty cool. Being able to dial into the radio system via the phone line as opposed to the other way around is very, very interesting. All right, next on my list is, I think I've got this right, KA0, is it YCU? KA0YCU, did I copy that right? This is KD5RYO. Please let us know what your experience with All-Star Link is, your equipment, repeaters, whatever, and if you have any comments for the net. Again, I think I have KA0YCU. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, sir. You copy correct. KA0YCU returning. Yes, I did register recently. ID is White Knight 32KF, small hacker nick. Southeast Kansas, name is Robert. Pulling up tent stakes and moving, so all my radio gear is stowed. Even my HF, VHF mobile is sitting out of the truck because I just got out of the shop. The only thing I have is cellular Android. And believe it or not, you can hit BBSs up through that. I put a how-to up on my QRZ and a plug-in for the net there on the page because I didn't know this was about a BBS. That kind of threw me as it was one of my things on a to-do list to get in and explore a bit. I've got about 200 BBS accounts in my cell phone as it is right now. Back to you, sir.
Wonderful and very exciting. We'll look up your QRZ page and stretch that information up. And I also want to say welcome to the Super Dimension Fortress. We're glad you signed up. If you've not yet been validated, I'll be happy to validate you. And if you're not on the SDF ARC roster, I can't work a mic and a keyboard at the same time, so I don't know if you are or not. But if you're not, please post on Bboard in the ham radio section, and one of us will get you added. So hello and welcome to you. Thank you so much for checking in. Next on my list is PY2BIL, Guillermo down in Sao Paulo. let us know about your experience with All-Star Link, any hardware you're using, software you're using, repeaters, bridges, so on and so forth. BY2BIL, you have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
This is PY2BIL. Thank you. This is Guillermo, São Paulo, Brazil. SDF username, G Canary. So, All-Star Link, yeah, I gave that a few times a shot, but without any luck. So, I was going, obviously, to the source on the internet, browse a little bit on that page they have up there. There's a long list of nodes, and a few down here were all inactive, apparently. So, I was trying to set up a client on my PC first to listen in to see what's that about it and how that works and so on. But I really couldn't make any progress on that one, even though I tried a few times. So, unfortunately, no luck with All-Star. Doesn't seem to be very popular down here, or at least I can't find any community that can support me in this part of the world. So anyways, I see it's very popular over there in the US, and I also have an understanding how it works, which is a really nice idea. So back to you, NetControl. This is PY2BAL.
Connecting to W0TTY.
Thank you for your check-in, Bill. And I'm sorry about your experience without finding any activity. I've found that's been a difficult thing for me with these digital voice modes. I'm not much, probably can't tell from me running the net.
そろそろ、この番組は、あ、違います。
This is Top News, inviting you to try something new, a long-form spoken word program. Here now, the words. Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75 or 100 years old.
Anyway, thank you so much for that check-in, and now we will move down our list, and I think the next one I happened to hear was ZL4NORM. Pretty sure old Norm checked in. If you're out there, ZL4NORM, please let us know about
connecting to W0TTY.
Your experience with All-Star Link, what do you use to connect to it if you do? Are you using any repeaters and bridges and so on and so forth? ZL4NORM, you have the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Hey everyone, from ZL4NORM, username Mad Scotsman. And like that, I am mad and Scottish. well, I'm head first into All-Star. I haven't got a U.
Connected.
It's on the process of getting it up and running. Just got my own conference server set up. Well, it's under testing at the moment, called Aotearoa. Node number 256883, and it's also going to have All-Star permanently hooked up to it, which is 49909, which will be permanently linked in into the Echolink node. So you'll be able to get in through All-Star into Echolink through that, which will also be Aotearoa will also be connected to HAM, which will be connected into the rest of the network. So I've got a couple of these USB sound cards on the way, which I think have just arrived, so I need to go and check my mailbox. I'm going to convert them into a USB sound fob. And my first one I'm going to build, I've ordered four. First one I'm going to build is just going to use a cheap old Bofang, pull it apart and wire it up that way, and just for experimental purposes, and then I'll probably do a proper one with a Motorola GM300 later on. But just have a play first, and then once I get something up decent up and running, then I'll get a better radio, so I get better quality and the rest. So that's where I'm at. I'm just waiting for parts. So it's all in the process, and fingers crossed. I've also got Dave GWHSWL from Wales in the UK helping me get everything set up. So thanks to Dave. And that's where I'm at. So. I'm a newbie at All-Star, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks everything will be up and running. Anyway, 21 degrees Celsius, it's about 70 Fahrenheit here at the moment, so nice and pleasant. And it's 1:20 p.m. Monday afternoon. Back over to Net Control from ZL4 NRM.
Good. Fine business there, Norm. Thank you so much for checking in, and good luck on your All-Star Link dive. It seems like you're going in with both feet, and that's wonderful. I'm glad you're enjoying it, and it's very cool that you're hooking it up to the TechLink conference, or I guess the HAM conference, which is also hooked up to TechLink. That is a
connecting
lot
to W0TTY.
Fun, and glad to see more nodes added to that. All right, that brings me down to NB0X, one of our other net control operators for the evening, or not for the evening. Sorry, for the club itself. And let me add an additional plug. If you would like to try your hand at being a net control operator, we definitely are open to having other net control operators. So if you'd like to, if that's something
connected,
please let us know on the mailing list, and we will throw you in the hot seat and let you run a net. And one other thing, ZL4 NORM
connecting to W0TTY.
Update us on your progress via that mailing list. We'd love to see how you build your node and your network. All right, so next on my list, again, got sidetracked. NB0X, Matthew, tell us if you're using All-Star Link, how you're using it, what you're using, so on and so forth. You've got...
KD5RYO, NB0X, hello to the net.
Connected.
As far as All-Star Link is concerned, I do have a node. I don't have a RF interface to it at this time, so I mainly use it on my computer, and I often access the TechLink node via my All-Star node, and that works very well generally. Today, it's not working for some reason. It connects fine, but I'm not getting any audio from the TechLink conference, so that's kind of strange. But anyways, normally that's how I get into the net and onto the TechLink conference, and it works quite well. Let me pause.
NB0X, this is KD.
And then occasionally I'm able to get a bridge working between my All-Star node and the DMR 31650 talk group, and then I can actually bridge the DMR talk group.
Connecting to W0TTY.
The net, and that's happened a couple occasions, but it's not super reliable, so I'd like to see that improve, and I just need to get some time to spend looking at that some more, and maybe get something that we can have on a more regular basis so that people on DMR can join in with the net. So other than that, I really enjoy All-Star. I think it's a great approach. No local repeaters, so don't use any repeaters, but I do enjoy using it locally here on my computer, monitoring like the hurricane VoIP net when that happens, when that's on, and as well as the Alaska Morning Net. So there's many nets that are available through the All-Star channels that are interesting to listen to and participate in. So with that, I will send back to Net Control. This is NB0X.
Bye, thank you so much for checking in. I am curious how a lot of you guys are using All-Star Link without an RF component. I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't know it was possible. Not that I want to. My primary use for All-Star Link is to be able to use Echo Link without a phone or a computer. Well, without being tethered to a phone or a computer, using my radio for that. So I'll do some looking on that. But yes, thank you so much for that check-in. And next on my list is the System Administrator, W0TTY. Steven, you know the question because you asked it, so let us know. Tell us all of your All-Star secrets, W0TTY. You have the floor. This is KD5RYO. Heard a key up and a drop. Hopefully I'm not stomping on him. W0TTY, Steven, you have the floor, sir. Are you still with us?
this is PY2BIL stepping in. Christopher, I know you're not seeing the chat on the Echolink client because you're not on the Echolink client. And Stephen is saying that he's unable to connect and says sorry. Okay, so just to let you know. Back to net control.
I wonder if maybe, I'm not monitoring and on radio at the moment, for those of you that don't know. ESDF also has a radio station, internet radio station, anonradio.net, and this net gets broadcast out over that radio station via Stephen's, I believe, an Echolink node. So I don't know if maybe he's having trouble with those two things, but I do have him on the log. If he would like to recheck a little later, we can do that. Before I take another round of check-ins, though, let me go back to KJ6CBE. Are you still with us, or have you moved on, sir? KJ6CBE, if you are with us, let us know about your All-Star experience and any sort of equipment you're using, or repeaters and so on and so forth. So, KJ6CBE, if you're with us, you've got the floor, sir. This is KD5RYO.
This is KJ6CBE. Yeah, I'm back. I was driving, and I'm using the Android Echolink client, and it seems to be a little bit problematic. But no, I don't do anything with All-Star. I do actually very little with amateur radio. I've had the license for a long time, but I rarely use it. But I was out on field day yesterday with a friend of mine. He was doing some HF stuff, and so I figured I'd jump in. I'm mostly interested in programming and Linux and internet infrastructure stuff. I used to be involved with do a lot of VoIP work on Asterisk, but that's been a long time ago now. So I have some handhelds, but other than that, that's what I do.
Sir, thank you for checking in, and thank you for driving safely. We don't want anybody distracted due to the radio. And I guess welcome back to amateur radio, and I hope you're enjoying it. With these digital modes, there's a whole lot you can do with this handheld. And from one programmer to another, I feel your pain. Programming pays my bills. So thank you again for that check-in. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and take another round of check-ins. Before I do, let me break. You're just tuning in to us here, and you're unsure of what's going on. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. We're a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about us at sdf.org or sdfarc.org. But go ahead and take another round of check-ins or rechecks. If you're a new check-in and you'd like to check into the net here, we're open to all radio amateurs. Please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and if you have one, your SDF username. If you'd like to recheck, just throw your call sign out there and we'll get you on the list. This is KD5RYO.
Whiskey 0 Tango Tango Yankee, Steven, SDF user ID, SMJ.
Even on the list. Are there any other check-ins or do we have any rechecks? If you'd like to check in, please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and your SDF username. And if you're just rechecking, throw your call out there and we will get you on the list as well. Please come now for check-ins or rechecks. Very good. We will just jump into Stephen here before we lose him. It sounds like technical difficulties. So W0TTY, as stated before, you asked the question, so you already know what it is. So why don't you fill us in? Give us all of your All-Star Link secrets, sir. This is KD5RYO.
Hello to the net. This is Stephen, W0TTY, and Yeah, I guess that I've just had a real experience with a All-Star Link node, or a hotspot, rather. And maybe it's more of an Echolink deal. But like you said, I'm using a Dash L for linking the stream to an archiving source, and then, of course, through a non-radio. And then I'm using another node, just my call sign, W0TTY, node 7094, to work with the Dash L, which is running in SysOp, and hopefully getting in. But I had to try many times. And the first reason why I dropped was I was attempting to do everything wireless with battery, and, you know, no wires connected whatsoever, and the Wi-Fi dongle on the All-Star node crapped out, so I had to go and plug in the Ethernet. So I am wired, and a Rube Goldberg solution here. But it's the Nano AE, which has pluses and minuses. And, of course, the first thing that I did was disable the touch screen and then SSH'd into it and ran configuration from there. I don't know. That seems just easier to me. Anyways, I should send it back to the net because I'm not sure that my signal is coming through as good as it should. So this is Whiskey Zero, Tango Tango Yankee. Thank you, Chris, for running the net.
For those kind words, Stephen, you came through just fine for me at that point, and I will say that my entire All-Star Link experience has been a Rube Goldberg machine, mess of a radio project, even linking up the local repeater system here, that I am talking through right now to get into Echolink is a fun and exciting chain of repeaters and radios and computers, and it is just a fun little mess. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I quite enjoy the chaos, and it's neat being able to actually connect to our little net and our club via RF. And I don't think that we would be able to do it any other way, given that we have members of the club all over the world. Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and take another round of check-ins. If you'd like to check into the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, or if you'd like to recheck, please come with your call sign, your name, your location, and your STF username if you have one. And friendly reminder to give a brief pause before you start speaking after you key up, given we are going through a few links here. So again, if you'd like to check into the net tonight, please come with the call sign, your name, and your location, and your STF username if you have one. This is KD5RYO. All right, we'll give one more request here. If you would like to check into the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please come now with your call sign, your name, your location, and your STF username if you have one. We're also taking rechecks. This is the final call. If you want to get some more comments in or if you'd like to join the net, please come now. This is KD5RYO.
そろそろ、この番組は、ああ、違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new, a long-form spoken word program.
Here now, the words.
Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75 or 100 years old.
This is Net Control Station, Kilo Delta 5, Romeo Yankee Oscar, out.
This is W0TTY. I'm just testing my connection through this false start link node to the Echolink conference. I'm going to drop right now, and then I'm going to try to connect back and see if it works. This seems to be working now. I guess I cannot connect to Echolink when there's a QSO going on or something. KD5RYO, if you're there, that's probably what was happening. I just kept trying and connecting over and over again until I got an open spot and was able to slip in. W0TTY. Sounds like there might not be a KD5RYO. So this is Whiskey 0 Tango Tango Yankee, and I'll do what you say. Mobile on out.
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
My name is Music Squirrel, and I love music, so I put together a show about music from all over the world that you can listen to at 2200 UTC on Sunday at nonradio.net. I named it The World Music Show. You can learn about all different kinds of places and learn about music from all over the world. And please listen at 2200 UTC Sunday at nonradio.net.
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
そろそろこの番組は違います。
This is Publius, inviting you to try something new, a long-form spoken word program. Hear now, the words. Join me, Tuesday and Fridays, at 15 hours UTC, as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction. Stories 75 or 100 years old.
I say, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 20 Universal Time Coordinated, you have to tune in to The Sound Show, as it is broadcast on Anon Radio. There we do genre mix and discussion, as well as interviews, and sometimes we play the classical guitar, like so. With no regard to the fact that it's contrasting with Boccherini's celebrated minuet.
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
New messages. Message 1 was received at 12 midnight today, 7 p.m. yesterday.
Quest for Sound.
10 a.m.
That's the
today.
Special project that allows you to participate in our year-long series, Lost and Found Sound.
9:50 a.m. today.
Hundreds of you have already called our curator of the quest.
Among the remarkable collection of voicemail messages, one call intrigued us particularly. It came from Claudia Siebold in Palatine, Illinois.
My name is Claudia Siebold.
She told us she had a recording of her husband's ancestor who, well, this is what she said.
What I have is, I believe, a very treasured item. It is a record of a gentleman who I was an eyewitness that Hood Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address.
That's right. The recorded voice of a man who actually heard Abraham Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address. We called Mrs. Siebold and retrieved her recording of William V. Rathbone's voice, originally cut to 78 RPM disc in 1938. Our Quest for Sound team has checked with a number of experts and historians, and they believe it is plausibly genuine. We called the Civil War Institute in Gettysburg, and though they have never heard of this recording, they very much want a copy. We'll send them one right after you hear it.
Because as a schoolboy,
I was in the little town of...